Kylie, our relationship dates back a decade.
It does.
I mean, we first met when we wanted to get a bunch of people together to do a flash mob in the middle of the city.
It was in 2012.
That's it. That's where our journey began. And we're still talking about kids' cancer. We're still trying to keep it all alive and keep the conversation going.
We are, and sadly we haven't cured childhood cancer yet, but we're going to give it a good hard crack.
You've been in this role for, what, 12 years now? Why are you still doing what you're doing?
Because kids are still getting cancer. In my head, all I see is that kids, whilst they're getting cancer and they're surviving cancer, they're still doing it tough. And I want to make sure that children don't suffer when they go through treatment.
How did you even get into this sort of realm of work? It's a very niche realm. It's very particular.
Interestingly, it was that flash mob. Somebody came to me because my business was in marketing and wanted to create a flash mob in honour of a friend that they'd lost. And my thoughts are always, if you can do something that can connect with a charity cause, we did that and went straight to Child Cancer Research Foundation. And I have been there ever since.
What have you seen over the years in terms of milestones and breakthroughs? And you're obviously very educated now about childhood cancer. You know, what have you seen that's been some, big hits, big wins?
I would have to say the amount of children that are actually surviving their diagnosis now. So we're getting children that used to not survive cancer diagnosis now getting through. However, there is still so much more research to do because some of the child cancers, such as brain tumours or sarcomas, are not having the outcomes that, say, leukemias are doing for children. But we are getting better.
I mean, you're a mum, but have you been actually touched by childhood cancer personally? Because a lot of people get into the space when they actually have a personal story. Do you?
I'm blessed in that both of my daughters are very healthy. But too many of my friends' children have cancer or have had cancer. Some have made it through and some haven't.
Every day, whether it's a small goal or a legacy you want to leave behind, do you wake up every day and say the same motto, or what gets you out of bed to go and do this job?
I do have a legacy I want to leave, and that is that we have been able to change the outcomes of many children who are diagnosed with cancer thanks to research. However, I want to make sure that there is no harm due to that treatment. So my legacy for whatever I can give this employment or the Childhood Cancer Foundation is that children should not suffer because of being diagnosed with cancer. Hmm.
You work with some amazing people, but I bet you see some pretty cool kids. Have you got any stories you can share with us of just kids being kids, or just those moments where they just, just make an impact?
Look, I've got so many children that I work with are my heroes. So we talk about who are heroes in the world, and it's the kids that, this is a terrifying thing for them to go through and very painful on most of the occasions. However, so many kids that I know just become the heroes of that story and just get through it. I'm a sook. I can't even stand getting a needle. And these kids are taking needles daily. They get ports put in them. They have to suffer some of the most painful processes. And yet they just take it in their stride. Don't get me wrong, they'll scream and kick and, fight their way through. But these kids that get out the other side, they are so resilient. They become, it's hard to describe, but they become these little superheroes. But their worlds are forever changed. And so it's about how do I share with them that journey and do good for them and get them out the other side so that they can live what should have been a normal life.
What do you think is different about a child with cancer versus an adult? I mean, obviously their bodies are smaller, all that sort of thing, but they haven't been exposed to life experiences. Fear is just, it's that they haven't had a lot of exposure to it. But what do you think is maybe on the upside of kids having a cancer treatment? You know, what is, they're resilient. They say the darndest things compared to adults. Their bodies can take a lot. What have you seen that just separates them from adult patients?
Here's a really good analogy to try and work it for those that don't understand. It's like you don't know what it feels like to break your arm when you fall out of a tree until you break your arm or fall out of a tree. So when you're a child, you will climb into a tree, or you'll climb on the roof, or you'll climb on the top of a car, not knowing what that pain feels like. So these kids don't really know pain yet. And when they go through this, they tackle it with absolute fearlessness. Obviously, they'll go through that treatment and learn what pain is, and it changes their outlook on life. However, they still maintain that youthfulness of, I can combat this, I can beat this, I can challenge this. And I think we as adults tend to think things are too hard and I can't cope or I can't deal with it. Kids are just going to tackle everything head on.
What do you think a child who has gone through treatment and is now a teenager, what sort of qualities do you see in those kids, those teenagers, after going through that? Are they different?
They are. I mean, that, you know, every teenager is going to be different, or every child is going to be different. However, there seems to be this quietness about them. They become a little more insular. Their ability to be as fearless as they used to be or would have been pre-cancer has probably been taken away from them. But I think most teenagers that have gone through the cancer also have that perspective of life that I can take on other things that maybe they wouldn't have before cancer. So they challenge themselves a little more than other teenagers.
Mm. In the space you're working in, there are so many foundations and charities that work with kids with cancer, whether it's getting Your Wish or it's making the stay at hospital better. You're dealing in the space of research, and sometimes I feel like it gets a bit forgotten.
Research is not one of those charities that is easy to sell to people because it's a long-term ball game. And so when people choose to donate to a charity like research, especially childhood cancer research, they have an emotional reason or an investment in it. And so getting the general public to understand that research is the key to better outcomes for these kids and getting them to support us is part of my journey with the foundation. But I think one of the easiest things to explain would be, let's look at COVID. COVID in the last 3 years has taught the entire business world or the entire general public that if you throw enough money at a problem, you can come up with a solution really quickly. So I now have this thing in my back pocket that says I'm going to go out to people and say, hey, we threw lots and lots of money at a problem that scientists were telling me would take at least 2 to 3 years to get to a vaccine. We did it in 12 months. So let's throw lots and lots of money at childhood cancer research and come up with a solution a lot faster.
Mm.
That's my goal.
How do you explain to someone who's got their $50 why it needs to go in your tin?
Because that $50 not only can help one child, but going through to research can help every child. So you're donating to a cause or a mission that could support the outcomes for every single child moving forward.
And so thinking about that $50 that's been used already, where are we at? You know, we don't hear a lot of information about success or survival rates, the treatment changes, how it's affecting little bodies. Are we moving up in the right direction?
When we first started, there was a survival rate of 20% of children with some forms of leukemia, infant leukemia. And because of our research, we've been able to turn that around, and we have a survival rate of around 90% of those same leukemias. However, like I said, there are a lot of child cancers that are still only at a 50% or a 40% survival rate. So there's a lot of work to do. But what we have to do and what we have to change now is we need to change the treatment protocols. We need to research how can we do better for the little bodies that we're treating with the current forms of treatment now.
If you could cure cancer tomorrow, what would you do with the rest of your life? It's all that's sorted. What's next? Would you stay in another the childhood realm? Like, what would be your next goal?
I'd go on a holiday.
a big one.
I'd be happy to be put out of a job, simply because that is my entire mission with this particular purpose, is to cure cancer for kids. I hope we get there one day. I really do.
You reckon you'll still be alive when we get there? Touch wood again.
You know what? I have met some incredibly brilliant scientists out there, and I'm starting to think that there is the right people out there studying this worldwide that are going to come up with a solution, and I think it might be in my lifetime.
How cool would that be?
Oh, my goodness. It would be what a legacy to be a part of.
What do you say to parents who you're working towards a cure, but they're not going to be in that generation? Like, it's going to be for our kids' kids. It must be hard and frustrating to say, look, we're nearly there. Hang on. You know, we're definitely getting better. It must be a bit of a juggle between grief and hope and encouragement, but also, you know, frustration as well when you're talking to families.
It's heartbreaking. It's like, I wish I could tell every single family that I work with that the funding that we do or the research that we fund is going to come up with a cure for your child. However, that's not the case. And all we can say is that everything that we're funding at the moment is creating better protocols. So at least what we're doing now with the money is coming up with better ways for their child right now to have better treatments. So we may not cure it. We may not get to that point where we can say our researchers have done their job. But I know that the funding at the moment is working on research that gives the kids better outcomes.
What about a message for people who are not affected, close-knit? Why should they be donating to childhood cancer research? If it doesn't affect you, why should we care?
Because, to quote a really corny phrase, children are our future. So if you are somebody that believes in your ability to support an organisation that can do good, childhood cancer is one of those ones that does good. Childhood cancer research, it helps everybody. We share our research all over the world. So if you are trying to figure out, should I donate? Yes, you should, because you are helping every child in every country with the potential for better treatments.
Little old Perth is actually on the map when it comes to research. We're not just tucked away. We actually are front and centre in a lot of pioneering programs and things. We've got a pretty good team here, a pretty good lab, and some amazing doctors and scientists, don't we?
We do, and I would have to say that we have some exceptional scientists that work in Perth, and I know that we're working on getting more intellectual property and more science here. However, we're woefully underfunded, and for some reason the funding seems to go elsewhere, over east, overseas, whatever. But WA has been punching above our weight for so long now, and we're a testament to that. We've been around for 42 years. And so the funding that we've delivered on here in WA has gone on an international level. So we need to keep funneling those funds into research here in WA so the incredibly smart doctors and scientists that work here can keep doing what they're doing, and we can attract better scientists over here as well.
When we think about childhood cancer, we have that image of the kid with no hair and they're pale and they're weak and they've lost a lot of weight. How has the image, or what is the real image of cancer in children? What does it actually look like? What to witness? Because I think we sometimes get the wrong impression. It's not like that.
It is like that, and it can be like that for most of our children. It's not like that for every child. However, depending on the kind of cancer they get, depending on the kind of treatment that they have to go through, it is brutal. It's brutal on them physically for a short time, but they bounce back. They bounce back so quickly that it's really easy to think, okay, they're okay, you know. But there's a lot that happens to the kids post-treatment, once they're out of treatment, that makes people think, oh, they're okay.
A lot of people sometimes feel a little bit uncomfortable, I think, when we watch things on TV, or if they find out what you do for a job, they go, oh, I don't want to talk about that, or, oh, you know, because it's confronting. But we've spoken about this. You don't need to understand it for it to actually – but it's in our lives. It's everywhere. We have to accept it, that it's everyone's problem and it's everyone's concern, even if you don't like it and you don't want to look at it.
I would suggest that if it's a difficult subject for people to talk about or to look at or to think about, then throw some money at it, make it go away. Because honestly, it is everybody's problem. If you think about the old Kevin Bacon 6 degrees of separation, with childhood cancer, you would have 1 degree of separation with somebody that you know who has a child with cancer.
What would be the dream for you? Actually, like a literal, like paint the picture for me. If we have a cure, like is it personally telling a parent your kid's not going to die? Like, what would it be?
Well, that wouldn't be my job.
But but you just barge in the door when the doctor's there. But you know,
look, if I could stand in front of news cameras one day to say our organisation has been able to fund these researchers, please listen to their story because they have just found the cure. That would be my dream wish.
Job done.
Job done.
Does it make you a better mum? Better is not the right word. But what kind of mum has it made you?
I just had a teary moment earlier today about the fact that my two daughters don't have cancer, and I'm not sure what I would be like if they did. However, a mum spoke to me immediately and said, you would do whatever you need to do to get your kids through the diagnosis. So I'm constantly aware of it. However, I feel blessed at the same time. So I don't know. I guess, does it make me a better mum? No, it just makes me a vigilant mum.
What do you say to people when they ask you what you do and you tell them and you get mixed responses, or that must be a tough job, or, oh, I couldn't do that. You must get a lot of different, it must be rewarding. What do you get most?
I couldn't do that. But to be honest, I'm so passionate about what I do. I'm so excited every single day that I am part of a journey that can change the outcomes of even one child's life, that all I do is eat, sleep, drink, think about how I can solve this problem. I'm a bit of a problem solver. So to me, this is all I want to do. It's all I can think about.
So for people listening, whether they're a corporate, school, you know, big or small, how can you get involved? I know there's lots of events throughout the year, but big or small donations, corporate sponsorship, how can people contribute?
That is an interesting question because there are so many different ways. Our school, absolutely. Get behind us, do something that will raise money and donate to the Child Cancer Research Foundation. If you're a corporate, partner with us and come up with different ways that we can fund the research or fund the events or fund the programs that we deliver to the families. But there's an easier way, and it won't cost you a cent yet, and that's to leave a gift in your will. If you leave 1% of your estate to our foundation now, costs you nothing, but that leaves 99% of your estate to your family, and it could be the difference between funding a research project or not.
That's amazing. What a great thing to do.
And really easy to do.
You can't spend the money when you're dead, so.
But leave your own lasting legacy.
For listeners, Kylie, parting words, whether it's mums, whether it's someone supporting someone, whether it's dads, whether it's maybe a young child who just wants to hear some familiar voices, what would be your mic drop parting words for people, whether they're on their way to work, listening in the car, or maybe in hospital, just needing a bit of having a moment?
We got this, but we got this together, so keep donating.